Prague. Privet! Hello and welcome back to the Douce-Poix podcast. Well, welcome back to the Douce-Poix podcast in increments as we try to save my terrible, afflicted, little cough-ridden voice. Thank you for tuning in yet again. Last night I recorded my episode, Austria Bringing the Wolf Pack to Eurovision. I made a blade for post. I put it up on my Instagram. I swear only 3 people liked it. I don't even care. That meme was just for me. It had Austria. It had blade. Ha! I found myself hilarious, and sometimes that's all that matters. My post makes me laugh. I printed it out at work. I even laminated. I am that committed to how funny it is. I am that committed that I'm still going to find it funny a year from now. So it is now laminated. Terrible for the planet, but great for my sense of humor. It is laminated and it is stuck to the side of the cupboard staring at me. So what if anything has happened in the last 24 hours? Oh, what if anything? Ah, Australia has announced who? Our broadcaster, SBS Australia, very rudely went and made a decision behind our backs. They picked a contestant. They picked a song, which is extremely rude. And I still demand that Australia gets a vote next time. They're just very lucky that this year they happen to have picked an act that Australia loves. They picked Electric Fields. Now, for those who watch sort of the national finals, you may remember Electric Fields. They've actually competed to represent Australia at Eurovision before. In 2019, they were clearly the crowd favourite and they were out in the front to win. 2019 Australia Decides. With 2000 whatever, it was fantastic. Everyone was loving it. But then, of course, Kate Miller-Heidke came out and climbed up a pole and stole their chance for Eurovision greatness. They made such an impression. I think we all knew it was just going to be a matter of time until we got Electric Fields at Eurovision. Ugh. Let me tell you, Europe, you are in for a treat. Certainly have a unique sound. It's a combination between pop, soul, electronica, with a douse of traditional singing and instruments, in particular the didgeridoo. Ah, I have been saying for years, I've been waiting for someone to come out and make the didgeridoo the star of the Eurovision stage, because I think Europe, when you get into that didgeridoo groove, you're going to ask didgeridoo, Europe didgeridoo. You're going to love it, is what I'm saying. They're bringing their song One Makali, which translates to one blood. Part of the song is in English, featuring segments of Yankun Te Jara, an Aboriginal language of the First Nations peoples here in Australia. Look, is this groundbreaking? No. Is this reinventing the wheel? No. But, oh, I just think this is a song they're singing about just letting go, giving into the universe, finding your peace, bringing us all together, billions of atoms in one love, one peace. And oh, do we need that more than ever? Maybe this is going to be the song that can finally bring the bullshit to an end, bring the peace back. Oh. You know what? This is just a good old-fashioned feel-good party song, and I guarantee this is going to get everyone up and dancing, and people are going to love it and feel it, and it is just a good, happy time, and this is going to go off on stage. Made up of 2 members in the band, amazing voice, Zachariah Fielding, and producer and keyboardist Michael Ross. Electric Fields said in their press release, quote, "We are buzzed with euphoria at our chance to share this music with the world. Our music comes from the deepest place in both of us, and Eurovision is the most exciting opportunity to bring together our cultures and share the joy of our global connection." That's what I'm talking about. I just hope that our producers get behind them, get behind the staging and just do something amazing. I guess the only complaint that I do have with Electric Fields is sometimes they don't always have the biggest budget for the staging. You got to do what you got to do. Zachariah, when in doubt, does a lot of twirling. Now, I love a good Stevie Nicks twirl, but this is Eurovision. We need more than just twirls. But I've actually got hope. I've actually got faith in this one. I think this one is going to set the mood. This is going to be the love, love, kissy, kissy, bringing us all together moment of the night. This one is definitely going through to the grand final. Just lock it in now. Iceland has selected who it will be sending to Eurovision 2024. They will be sending Hera Bjork. No, not that Bjork, another Bjork. Hera Bjork. Who Bjork? Hera Bjork. Five songs actually made it through to the final, and then from those five, two songs were shortlisted from that to go through to a little super final. These five was made up with a combination of votes from both a jury and a public. But it solely went down to a public decision when the two performers went against each other and they selected her. Of course you're going to select her. Who else would you pick? We'll go with that. However, this doesn't actually automatically mean it's going to Eurovision. I was shocked by this because the broadcaster in Iceland is actually going to take a couple of days to decide whether or not they're going to give this song the go-ahead to represent Iceland in Malibu. So even though the public have spoken, we're going to behind closed doors so a small group of people can make the decision, tell the public if they get to send their people's champion or not. I don't like this. I think this is absolutely outrageous. On what grounds could they possibly have not to send the people's choice? When it comes to Eurovision 2024, Hera Bjork better be there, a Bjork. So excited to see her up on the Eurovision stage for many reasons. One, finally, I think this is one of the few entrants so far who's above 18. B, she's the first plus-size performer that I've seen going through this year. You go, girl, eat a sandwich. Lunches are great. But we've actually seen her on the Eurovision stage before. She actually represented Iceland at Eurovision in 2010 with her song Je ne sais quoi. Not a bad song. Little banger. She actually came 19th. I think she has the credentials. I don't know what the high-ups are going to come up with to try and stop her at Eurovision, but if Hera Bjork isn't there, a Bjork, we riot, Iceland. Do you hear me? We riot. I don't want to say too much about this song in case they suddenly decide they don't want to send this song, so we'll just wait and see if this song is going to get the okay. We'll take it from there, but oh, so far, Iceland 2024, I'm Hera Bjork it. I'm Hera Bjork it. Yeah. Don't judge me. But while we're getting happy, while we're being body positive, that leads us so smoothly into our next contestant for Eurovision 2024, Cyprus. They are sending Cilia Kapsis with her song Liar. It's getting a bit spicy in Cyprus. Look, this is not about sitting there, ooh, 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 and arting and crying over the paint. It's calling out liars for exactly what they are. It's about drawing attention to those red flags, drawing attention to the gaslighting, and making people realize it's not them, it's the other person, it's the liar. Don't blame yourself, blame the liar. Realize they're a liar, set yourself free. And to set yourself free, you have to put yourself into some gold pants. Rope in a couple of bellboys from a restaurant, march them directly into the restaurant, throw yourself on the table and dance. Dance your freedom. Woo! I'm not putting up with your lying bullshit anymore. Give it a little cha-cha in their face with your gold pants. You know what? Wipe your napkin. Eat some chocolate. Throw your napkin in the face. Get the bellboys up on the table. They're already clearly going to get fired. We don't care. Be true to yourself. Eat some more cake. Obviously, the bellboys will get pulled into the manager's office the next day and asked to explain why the guests began table dancing. But they're going to be like, oh, those people were liars. We couldn't help it. We were standing up for people against assholes and oppressors. And they will jump up on their manager's table and they will rip off their bellboy pants to reveal their gold sweatpants underneath, and they will dance their dance of truth, and everyone will get bonuses and not be fired, and it's just happy endings for everyone. And look, I was actually a little bit worried when this song started. I was like, oh, it's not going to be very good. This is not going to go anywhere. But you know what? Once you just got to lean into it, except it's a good time. We've all known someone, sadly, we've all met someone who was a liar, a gaslighter, and a controller. And if you never have, you probably are the liar, the gaslighter. Yeah, I said it. Ah, look, this is just a good time. Is it going to win? No chance. Is it going to do well? Absolutely. Hope she does well with this. And of course, seeing as those bellboys are going to get fired, this is good. They can get a little bit of money doing some backup dancing at the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm with them. I think this is another one. As long as she can pull the vocal range off live, it's going to be good fun. And you know what? I'm actually really looking forward to this year because we've had quite a few just good time bops going through. I have to admit, the worst years are when it's nothing but ballads that just, you're certainly not putting on gold sweatpants. They're just, it's sad and it's depressing and you can't even eat all the fried foods that you've made to enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest because you become so depressed to eat because apparently everyone has had the worst time ever and terrible things were done to their grandparents and, oh, it's depressing, but not this year. It looks like 2024 is going to be the party year. Thank you, Lord. That's what we need this year. We need something to pick us up out of this global financial crisis. Malamo, bring us a good time on a budget. Yes. Now, we do have more songs that we need to talk about, but again, I'm going to cut it off here. We're going to have another couple of more short episodes. Keep this throat sweet and pure until I am at 100%. Look, it's all BS. I just want to go off, put my golden sweatpants on and woo! Yep, you're not on a table right now. Are you really living? Yeah, take that, liars of the world. Woo! Cyprus is coming for you. Check out yesterday's episode if you haven't. It's called Is the Daywalker About to Make His Debut at Eurovision Again? That title is just for me, baby. And no, I will not be watching Blade 3 tonight because it is just absolutely terrible. The next big announcement that we are going to have is Greece is going to announce its contestants. Oh, come on, Tsakos Rouvas. Come on, Tsakos Rouvas. Come on, Tsakos Rouvas. And then this weekend, we find out who Sweden is sending. My Lord, if it got any more hot in here, we're just going to have to take off all our clothes. Eurovision 2024. Come at me.